I am a pussy-dicked bitch when it comes to spicy food. I can't handle it in any capacity at all. Even the most mild of spice fucks my ass real good. But I'm trying to work on my tolerance to get it to godlike superhuman levels where I could be like a fucking X-Men with my ability to handle spicy food. Probably wouldn't be that useful in the X-Men society unless we're fighting like a sentient ghost pepper that happens to be evil. But still, I want to reach that level where I don't feel pain in my mouth because of spicy food. But right now, when I take any amount of spicy food in, it feels like I'm just chewing on broken glass like it's bubble gum. It hurts and it makes me feel bad about myself, but I'm working on it. Now, let me make this clear. I have not been invited on Hot Ones, but I'm still preparing just on the slim chance I do ever get invited. I don't want to go on there and look like a little bitch. So I've been on a very intense workout regimen with training my spicy food tolerance. I'm doing 3 sets of spicy peppers with only 30 seconds of rest for my crying breaks in between, and then I'm right back into the next set of taking a bite of the spicy pepper. Let me go ahead and show you my training routine. So I'm gonna take you through my workout regimen here. So we're just gonna go down the ladder, well, up the ladder rather. We're starting with sweet peppers, 0 Scoville. I can handle these bitches with the best of them. I can eat those all day and not feel a thing. It didn't start that way though. Those used to grease up my shit stain real good, as embarrassing as that fact is. Then we move on to banana peppers, the hottest variation. These motherfuckers can get all the way up to 500 Scoville. For those of you not familiar with the Scoville scale, that's pretty mild. That's about like as hot as a fart, basically. But these bad boys I've had to really work up to. Jeez, oh yeah. We're already feeling that. 500 Scoville has never tasted so hot. I got these at Publix. They're unnamed, undiscovered. They're just called Chili Hotness. I don't know, these could be 2 million Scoville for all I know. This may be a Carolina Reaper. Oh, that's really tasty. Expert opinion, this is a sweet pepper. Publix is scamming people. Zero Scoville, 100%. It's another sweet pepper. It's a little heat. Starting to ramp up. Initial estimates were way off. That's a time bomb. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I need milk. Oh, my God. I forgot I don't have any milk. Yogurt. Oh, fuck. No, I don't need that breast milk. Oh God. Well, I'd say 15 million Scoville, bare minimum. Bare minimum. All right, moving on up. Moving on up. Habanero ate on the podcast. Oh, God. Moving on up is this one was just called Long Hotness. It's like a little dagger of pure capsaicin. This is probably what they used to use in medieval times to settle disputes. Just jab each other with these. Oh, God. What the fuck is that? I figured it out, it's the seeds. Science just always told me the seeds are the hottest part, and I completely agree. Because that's easy. I don't feel shit from that.
But once I start working my way up the shaft here and I get to the scrotum up here, where it's nothing but seeds and semen, I think that's when I'll really start to feel the burn. I'm actually feeling it a little bit down here, at the very tip of the pecker. It's like a celery stick. All right, let's just get to the action. There's a lot of seeds in this portion here if you want to get a close up of that. That's what assassinated Genghis Khan. No, it's still not hot. Like, I can feel it a little bit, but that's not bad. That's not even close to the other one. Yeah, that wasn't nearly as bad. That was actually really easy. I've got a couple more here. I've got another one of these nukes. It is hot, but it's not nearly as bad as that one. That one's turned me into a fucking man. If I ripped my shirt off right now like Hulk Hogan, there'd be like a huge grizzly bear chest full of hair right now because of that. Still fucking hot, though. That was a bad one. That's doable. I need another yogurt. Gotta coat all 5,000 taste buds. What a lot of people don't realize is capsaicin isn't water soluble, it's fat soluble. So you need something fat like milk. But the best part is about that fact is this is non-fat Greek yogurt, so there's no fat in it. It's just nice and cold. Alright. Continuing to ramp my way up to spice heaven. We have, I don't know which. One of these is a jalapeno, and then the other one's a poblano. I don't know if a poblano is supposed to be hot or not, though. Tiana, do you know anything about poblanos?
I've never heard of them.
No? The training's really starting to pay off. I can't feel a thing anymore. Which one should I go for first? Right or left?
No.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna get right into the action. I don't wanna fucking dip my toes in it. I don't want the foreplay. I just want the fucking money shot here. Oh, God. If you wanna get on in there. This is where Satan was born. Oh, God. Don't bite into this way. It's a little bit more tolerable than this. That right there. Oh, that would fucking kill a Loch Ness monster. I'll go in here. At least the other two had flavor. That one tastes like shit. It's like eating bubble wrap. I bit into five or six seeds there, and I don't feel a thing yet. Usually, it hints at it, like gives me a little sneak preview, like a teaser trailer of the heat I'm gonna experience. But that didn't do anything. If I had to guess the Scoville, I'd say maybe 1,000. 1,000 on its best day. I'll let it simmer for a moment. Maybe cool myself down with one of these that nearly sent me to the hospital. Yeah, those just aren't hot. It's like a little hot, but that's easy. That's like a banana pepper. The other one's fucking rim-jogged me. That one tickled my balls. Oh, this is definitely a jalapeno. Alright, so I'll just go ahead and bite on into... Well, there's not a whole lot there.
I'll bite into this part. I'll be a real man here. That's about like 10,000 Scoville per postule. So we're looking at nothing shy of 3 trillion Scoville on this bite. I'm getting a close up of my stuff.
Oh my God! mean is a state of mind. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it feels like taking a tequila shot that's on fire and full of urine. Oh my God.
You got two of everything, right? Do it again.
We'll save that for next week. Oh. It's starting to get a little easier. That wasn't a jalapeno. Oh, is that my nose or my eyes? I can't feel anything in my face. It burnt off my fucking nerve endings. Thanks for joining me on my workout training regimen. And if anyone would like the rep range data. As you can see, my tolerance is getting up there with the best of them. I think I'm ready for hot ones whenever they're ready. For me, I'll make it look easy. As you can see, it was a cakewalk. If I had to say which of the hottest I experienced was, it'd probably be the last one. Marketed as a jalapeno, but if you eat all the seeds, it's more like biting into like an actual brick of lava. And you feel it the whole way going down too, like, I felt like I was playing kickball with my heart or something and just like pounding on it. Like trying to get lunch money from my fucking heart itself. But yeah, that's where I'm at in my training. We're getting there. Phil, a pro tip for anyone out there looking for heat, eat the seeds. Just dig right into the seeds. My Lord. You don't have to keep filming. I think the next shot's just gonna be me face down in my own puke or something. Like puffied face, like I just got into a battle with a hornet's nest and just in my own fucking like feces spread out, be like a chalk outline. My Lord, that was brutal.